May I remind you, listening friend, once again, there is no cheap sin. God's department store of life has no bargain basement that features cheap sin. There are always inflation prices to pay for sin. For God sees sin far more seriously than we do. And consequently, God's judgments are often more serious than we think they ought to be. The reasons, as given on previous broadcasts, first of all, God's holiness. Ye shall be holy unto me, for I the Lord am holy. Leviticus 20. And from Isaiah 6, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. And from Luke chapter 1, that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And from Revelation 4, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. In absolute contrast to that is man's condition. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. The Apostle Paul wrote in Romans chapter 3, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. And from the 8th chapter of the book of Romans, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. So, God and man are in contrast one to the other. And sin, because of the holiness of God and the sinfulness of man, brings consequences. Listening friend, be sure your sin will find you out. For the way of the transgressor is hard. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. And whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. During previous broadcasts, we have considered this thought, that God views sin far more seriously than we do. We saw that he dealt with the pride of Satan, and not only cast him forth from his presence, not only did he dethrone him, but he will be judged for all eternity. That was the simple sin of pride as we see it. But how God viewed it was quite different. Then we also look at Adam and Eve, and we are all experiencing the results, the consequences of their sin of simple disobedience. I'd like to take you today to the book of Numbers, and I want us to look at another simple sin that had far-reaching consequences. Numbers 21, and the people spoke against God and against Moses. Wherefore, they said, have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no bread, neither is there any water, and our soul loatheth this light bread. Note what they were doing. The same thing that people do, many of us, day after day after day. They murmured, they complained. And what was the result? And the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, and many people of Israel died. What were the consequences? Fiery serpents running to and fro among these murmuring, complaining Israelites and bringing immediate death. Friend of mine, God views murmuring and complaining in a far more serious vein than we ever think about doing. He dealt with the pride of Satan, the simple disobedience of Adam and Eve, and the murmuring, complaining Israelites. He dealt with them in what we might view a far more serious light than he ought to. But as we turn to the New Testament, we read from John chapter 3, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Not only did he bring in judgment because of their sin, but he also brought in relief and deliverance by lifting up a brass snake upon a pole. This pictured for us the lifting up of the Son of God, the Lord Jesus, that those of us who would believe, those of us who were sin-bitten, might turn in faith to Christ and have deliverance and forgiveness from our sins through his own blood. Trust him today. My, how he'll reward you and bless you. Amen.